Presenting
The Complete
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
This is Orson Welles speaking from London.
As the third man.
Stand by.
We'll be on the air in 15 seconds, Mr. Welles.
Yes, I know.
Stand by, everybody.
Mercury Theater on the air presents Orson Welles as Count Dracula in his own version of Bram Stoker's great novel, Dracula.
What evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Hello, world. Welcome to The Complete Orson Welles, brought to you by Duane Oldtime Radio. This podcast will feature various classic radio programs ranging mostly from 1936 to 1952 that Orson either produced and directed, was featured on, or starred as a guest.
If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
Hope you enjoyed The Genius of Mr. Welles. The Shadow returns again. We heard from The Shadow last month. We're going to hear from The Shadow again this month. We like The Shadow, so let's hear from him again. Two episodes from The Shadow. Society of the Living Dead, January 23rd, 1938. And then Poison Death, January 30th, 1938.
The Shadow knows.
Lou Cole presents The Shadow, the mystery man who strikes terror into the very hearts of shopsters, lawbreakers, and criminals. Today, the Society of the Living Dead. In just a moment, The Shadow's exciting adventure will begin. Meanwhile, I have an important message for all you homeowners. We are now in the midst of the most treacherous season of the entire year. But you can protect your family's health during this danger period by burning blue coal. For blue coal gives you clean, uniform, healthful heat all winter long. And its harmless blue coloring is your guarantee of better heat at less cost. So when you order fuel, insist on blue coal. It's Pennsylvania's finest anthracite. Your nearest blue coal dealer will be glad to send you a trial ton. Phone him tomorrow.
Hello, hello. David Classic, City Desk.
Yes, go ahead, Turner.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith are being held in Holly Military Prison as spies. The Smiths are believed not to be American citizens.
What?
Yes. The Prime Minister was handed a note by American Ambassador this morning.
Yes, go ahead.
American State Department reported investigating circumstance under which the Smith passports were issued.
Good work, Turner. Keep feeding it.
Yes, sir?
Hold the presses for a new front page story. London correspondent is on the wire. This phony passport racket is being uncovered.
New York, New York. More news on the Smith case. Mr. and Mrs. Smith are not citizens. A fake passport and identification ring is suspected. The name Schwartz was taken from tombstones to secure passports. More startling disclosures are promised by federal agents and local authorities who suspect widespread plots.
All right, Margot. Well, this fake passport and identification racket interests me.
The Scotland Yard in England, the State Department in Washington, there are a whole New York police force working on that fake passport racket. Do you have to get mixed up in it?
You see, Margot, it ties up with a case that interests me.
You mean the suicide of your broker, Henry Adams?
Yes.
But, Lamont, what possible connection could there be? I don't see it.
Well, I didn't see any connection either until today, although Adams never struck me as being the type of man who would commit suicide.
His body was found 2 weeks ago, and they buried him right afterwards in the family vault in Kingman Cemetery. Seems to me that's what you might call a closed case.
No, I don't agree, Margot. I noticed in one of the gossip columns the other day a remark that interested me very much.
What is that?
An item that said that Irene Adams, the orphan daughter of Henry Adams, was being courted by Ray Kelvin.
Oh, Ray Kelvin was Henry Adams' partner, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. But what interested me even more was another item which said that Ray Kelvin was very friendly with a man named Berger, who, according to all reports, is a very questionable character.
I don't see the connection, Lamont.
Oh, but much of the evidence points to Berger being mixed up in this business.
Oh! That fake passport and identification ring that we just heard about on the radio.
Yes. Margot, I want you to call on Adams' orphan daughter. Her name is Irene. Pose as a reporter. Ask her about the rumors of her coming marriage with Kelvin and find out if she actually saw the face of her father at any time after his death.
All right, Lamont. Where will you be when I get back?
I'll phone you at my office.
Are you going to visit Berger as Lamont Cranston?
No, Margot, I rather think Berger will be more impressed if I visit him as a shadow.
I'm so sorry, Miss Adams. I know it's hard to talk to a stranger about such personal things so soon after your father's tragic death.
Yes. Yes. True that my father didn't want me to marry Mr. Kelvin. It seems so unfair. Ray Kelvin was his own partner in business.
But you are going to marry Mr. Kelvin.
Yes. I wanted to wait. It's just soon after Father's death. But Ray has to go away. To Europe. He may be gone for years. It'll be a quiet
one. Oh, I see. Mr. Kelvin's leaving the country. But isn't he indicted on a stock swindling charge?
Yes. Oh, but he says he'll soon have proof that he didn't have anything to do with it.
Miss Adams, don't you realize that Mr. Kelvin can only clear himself by proving that your own father was the swindler?
No, no. Ray wouldn't do that.
Did you ever see your father after they found his body in the river?
No. No. Mr. Kelvin said I shouldn't. He said it would only upset me.
Do you believe your father committed suicide, Miss Adams?
No. I can't bring myself to believe that of death.
What does Ray Kelvin think about your father's death?
Ray said it was suicide. The dad was worried over what would happen when they tried him on that stock swindle charge.
But don't you see, Miss Adams, Kelvin, your fiancé, has been implying all along that your father is a swindler. That he's going to clear himself by pinning the guilt on your father.
No, no, I can't believe that.
That's why your father opposed your marriage to Kelvin.
No. Why are you saying these things? You have no right. Please go.
Yes, I am going, Miss Adams. I'm so sorry if I've hurt you, but I believe you're going to thank me for keeping you from marrying a treacherous thief. Perhaps even a murderer.
What do you mean? Who are you talking about?
Your dead father's partner. Your fiancé, Ray Kelvin.
All right, Kelvin. What's on your mind?
Now listen, Berger, I want action. I won't be safe till I get Adams to sign a confession taking full blame for that stock swindle.
Yeah. I see you got the confession all ready for Adams to sign.
Yes. Stated the day he was supposed to have jumped in the river.
Hmm. How are you going to account for not having produced the confession until now?
That's easy. I'll just tell the authorities that in going over his papers, I've just found it. The government will have to dismiss the charges against me when I produce this confession signed by Adams.
What are you going to do with Adams after he signs?
That's where you and your man in the morgue come in.
Hmm?
You've got the papers that were on the man who was buried in Adams' place. All you have to do is put those papers on Adams when we dump him in the river.
What? That's murder. I've never gone that far before.
And you've never been paid $10,000 before either. Now, come on, quit stalling. Get your hat and coat. We're going to finish this job now.
Oh, wait a minute, Kelvin, wait a minute. I'll give you back that money. Every cent of it. No, no. I'm afraid of this.
Berger. What was that? Somebody laughed here in this office.
Yes, Kelvin. It is the laughter that has echoed through the mind of many a killer during his last hours in the death house.
Who is that, Berger?
Kelvin. There's nobody here.
Yes, Mr. Berger. The shadow is here.
The shadow? Kelvin, did you hear that? The Shadow. He knows. He's heard everything. You can't go through with it now.
Yes, Kelvin. I know everything.
Yes? Well, I've heard about you, Shadow. The man who has the power to make himself invisible. I know how you do it. Hypnotic suggestion. Hindu mesmerism. Oriental trickery. Well, you don't scare me.
Your murderous scheme is doomed to failure, Kelvin. Give it up before it is too late.
Yeah, listen to him, Kelvin. Adams is still alive. We haven't murdered him yet.
No, but we've kidnapped him and we'll burn for that if we're caught. Only we're not going to be caught, Shadow or no Shadow. Come on, Berger. You're coming with me.
No, don't make me go through with it, Kelvin.
Come on.
Don't.
I'll show you what I think of the Shadow. Come on, or I'll drill you where you stand. And the Shadow if he tries to stop me.
You've had your warning, Kelvin. Remember.
Come on, Berger, get going. And as for you, Shadow, here's a warning from me. If you follow us, I'll find a way to kill you. Remember that.
Office.
Hello, Margot Lane.
Lamont, I talked to Irene Adams. She never saw her father after he died.
Henry Adams isn't dead, Margot.
Oh, Lamont, are you sure? Where is he?
I don't know, but Berger and Kelvin are on their way to the place where they're holding him, and I'm following them.
Lamont, Kelvin is planning to marry Irene Adams and leave the country in a few days.
Much can happen in a few days, Margot, even in a few hours.
Lamont, let me meet you. Go with you. Maybe I can help.
You can help me most by standing by with a shortwave radio. Keep it tuned in on the band the Shadow always uses.
All right, Lamont. But now you've discovered that Mr. Adams is alive, why don't you let the police handle it?
As far as the police are concerned, Henry Adams is dead. Buried, a closed case.
I guess you're right, but what about Berger and Kelvin? Do they know the Shadow is on their trail?
Yes, and Kelvin has dared the Shadow to follow him.
Lamont, it may be a trap, a trick to get you someplace where all your powers won't save you, where you'll be helpless. Lamont, please don't go. Please.
Margot, I must follow Berger and Kelvin. If they lead me to Adams, I may need help. Stand by, Margot. Stand by until you hear from the Shadow.
The Shadow will return in just a moment. But first, I have a word of warning for you homeowners. Throughout this dangerous winter season, don't subject your family to needless colds and illness resulting from uneven, on-and-off type heating. Thousands of careful homeowners are taking steps to avoid this risk. They're playing safe by ordering Blue Coal. For instance, Blue Coal sales in the city of Rochester for the current winter season are 20% ahead of last year's figure, and numerous other cities show similar increases. Here's why Blue Coal is preferred by so many people. Blue Coal is a selected Pennsylvania anthracite, the fuel that gives off cleaner, more uniform, more dependable heat than any other coal. What's more, furnaces, parlor stoves, and cooking ranges in this part of the country were especially designed to burn anthracite. And the cream of all American anthracite is Blue Coal. The harmless blue coloring with which Blue Coal is tinted is your all-time guarantee of better heat at less cost. Blue Coal is mined by the Glen Alden Coal Company, and every carload is tested and retested for purity and uniform sizing before shipment. What's more, Blue Coal is especially prepared for home use. You can get it in the four popular domestic sizes: egg, stove, chestnut, or pea. So be guided in your fuel selection by Rochester families. For health and economy, too, insist on Blue Coal. Ask for it by name. Order a trial ton from your nearest Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. You'll find his name listed in the Where to Buy It section of your classified telephone directory under the name Blue Coal.
Let's get this over with.
What's the matter with you, Berger? You're jumpy as a cat.
I know. It's the Shadow. I'm scared. If you had any sense, you'd be scared, too.
Oh, forget the shadow.
Yeah? But suppose he's trailed us. Here. To Kingland Cemetery.
Now, listen to me, Berger. Your job is to make Adam sign that confession. The shadow has developed superstitious fear in the underworld by means of his magician's tricks. He's dealing now with intelligent people who don't believe in hocus pocus. Why, there isn't one chance in a thousand the shadow's been able to follow us here.
What'll you do if he has? Huh? What can you do?
You leave the shadow to me. I'll deal with him if he comes. See Adam's grave wall just ahead, isn't it?
Yeah. It's that underground vault on the left.
You have the keys to the vault?
Yeah, right here.
I'll get the vault door open.
Yeah. Give me a hand with this door.
Ouch. Where's the tongue?
Be careful Adams doesn't get out. Where's your flashlight?
Right here. There's Adams on the floor in the corner. What'd I tell you? I bet he's so weak he can't crawl, much less run.
Berger, he looks like he's dead. If he is, the whole scheme's ruined. I warned you to be careful.
He ain't dead. I know a dead one I see one. He's just sleeping, that's all.
Wake him up and we'll see if he's ready to listen to reason.
He'll listen. Come on, Adams. Come on. Wake up. Hey, snap out of it.
What? Who are you?
Never mind who I am. Come on.
Sit up. Are you going to take me out of this tomb? Are you?
Yeah, you're going to get out. All you have to do is sign your name to a piece of paper. Huh?
Water. Give me a drink. All I've had for days is the moisture on the stones. And nothing to eat. Nothing.
Here. I got something better than water. Like this brandy will set you up.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. How did you find out they'd locked me up in this grave vault? I thought they were going to leave me here till I died. And then put me in that coffin there in place of that corpse that's supposed to be me.
Never mind about that now. You're going to have a chance to get out of this grave alive. If you do as you're told.
Listen, Berger, quit wasting time. Here's the confession and a pen. Make him sign it.
Kelvin, you. I couldn't see you with a flashlight in my eyes. You, my own trusted partner. You're behind this. You've done this to me. You stole those securities. Framed me.
Sure I did. You're innocent. But if you want to get out of this family vault of yours, you'll take the blame. Sign this confession.
I won't. I'll never sign it.
Oh, yes, you will. Oh.
Cut it out. Put it out, Kelvin. You can't stand much of that in the shape he's in. Do you want to kill him?
I won't sign it. I won't. A confession for me would clear you, Kelvin. Put the blame on me. Leave you free to marry my daughter, Irene. You made her think I'd drown myself. I'm innocent of the swindling charge. You're the guilty one.
You sign that confession or I'll break every bone in your body.
Oh. I told you to go easy. Yeah. Adams is out cold.
Shut up and help me bring him around. The shadow on our trail, there's no time to lose.
Yeah, I know. And I give plenty to know where the shadow is right now.
What would you give, Berger?
Come. He's here. The shadow's here in the vault with us.
Berger, turn off the flashlight. Quick.
Now you think we're on even terms. Don't you, Kelvin? You can't see me in the dark of the tomb. And you think I cannot see you?
Yes. Yes, that's right, Shadow.
Kelvin, what are you doing?
Stay where you are, Berger. And you too, Shadow. I may not be able to see you, but if you come close enough to try to stop me closing the door of this hall, I'll fill you full of lead.
Kelvin, don't leave me
here. You're no use to me anymore, Berger. You can thank the Shadow for that.
You ain't going to leave me in here to die. You silly, double-cutting rat.
All right, Berger, I'll do you one last favor. I won't leave you to die from thirst and hunger. You'll be luckier than Adams and the Shadow.
Come on, Mulder. Try to get out before I close this steel door.
No, give me a break, Kelvin. I'll let him go. Give me a chance. Have the gun on me. You know that.
Yes, Berger, I know that. Come on. I was just fooling.
Oh, give me that, Kelvin. Give me that.
So, Kelvin, you shot Berger and added murder to your other crime.
You'll never get out of this vault to tell about it, Shadow. You've cheated me out of a chance to beat that swindle indictment. You've ruined my chance of getting Irene with her Adam's money. Well, now you're going to have plenty of time to wish you'd never meddled in this. You'll have the pleasure of watching Adams die. He's almost dead now. And when he's gone, you'll have the company of three dead men. Three dead men waiting for you to join them. Goodbye, Shadow.
You can lock that steel door, Kelvin. But somehow the Shadow will still get out.
All right, Shadow. Let's see you try it.
Shadow. Shadow. Kelvin double-crossed me. I'm done for, all right. What about you? Can you get out of this place like you said?
The police will be here in a few minutes.
You told them to come here, you mean?
No, but I'm going to. Right now. Margot Lane. Margot Lane. Notify Commissioner Weston to pick up Ray Kelvin. Have him send a squad of men to Kingman Cemetery. Have them open the grave vault of Henry Adams. Adams is alive, but in the critical condition, Margot. Don't come into the cemetery yourself. Kelvin is at large. Notify Police Commissioner Weston at once.
So, Shadow, you're calling the cops.
Shadow, it's Kelvin. He's in that air vent at the top of the vault. He heard you calling the cops.
Yes, I heard you, Shadow. And if you think the police are going to get here in time to save you, you're mistaken.
Every minute you waste in gloating brings you nearer the electric chair, Kelvin.
Don't waste your sympathy on me, Shadow. I wonder what you'll look like when the cops find you with Berger and Adams. All of you drowned like rats in a trap. Because that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to drown like rats in a trap. Listen.
Lola! He's going to fill the boat full of water, Shadow!
Yes, right up to the top. And it won't take long. Too bad for you, I found a fire hose in the groundkeeper's shed. Now let the police come. They're welcome to anything they can get out of any of you when they get here. So long, Shadow. Let's see you get out of that spot.
Shadow. He's gone.
Water. Here's water. Water.
The Shadow. The water's in his steep on the floor already.
Yes, and it's rising every minute. Our only hope is that the police will get here in time.
Use that radio of yours. Tell them what's happened. Tell them to hurry.
Radio transmitter is wet, useless. Just a last appeal for help.
Help me, Shadow. Help me.
You deserve no help, Berger. You left Adams here to die.
Oh, Kelvin made me do it. I never did anything like this before. I ran a fake passport and identification racket, that's all. I never killed anybody. I swear to Shadow. Water. It's getting deeper. Deeper.
Water. Water.
There's only one high place in this tomb. One high place. On top of the casket. The casket of the man you buried and made the world believe was Henry Adams.
Who lift me up there? Who's down here on the floor? Irene.
Irene. No, Berger, no.
Help me.
I won't lift you up. Adams is too weak to stand. There's only room for one on top of that coffin. And if anyone is to have a few extra minutes of life, Adams will get it.
Oh. What are you going to do?
Put Adams on top of the coffin. His life is worth a dozen like yours.
Irene, forgive me. I was afraid you were going to marry Kelvin. I knew he was treacherous, a thief, coward.
Shadow.
In God's name, help me up. Help me on my feet. Leave me against the wall. I'll do that much for you.
Yes, Berger. I'll do that much for you. That's all I can do.
Thanks. Thanks, Shadow. Here I am.
trying to save himself from drowning so that I can die of bullet wounds. Here I am, being lifted by a man whose hands I can feel on my arms, but I can't see. Maybe it isn't happening. Maybe it's a dream. Maybe this is death.
No, Berger, this is not death. This is real. You're still alive, and I am here, and Adams is here. The water is rising all around us. Up to our waist now.
What about you, Shadow? I've heard queer things about you that you couldn't be killed. Can't you get out of here, huh?
Even though I have the power of invisibility, I cannot walk through solid stone walls. No windows, no other opening but that door.
Try it. Try it just once. Maybe you didn't lock when Kelvin closed it, huh? Maybe. Oh, try something, Shadow. Try anything.
Yes, yes, Berger. There might be a chance. A faint chance. There's only a chance. I'm going to try to break down the door. Useless, Berger.
You mean you can't even save yourself?
No, I can't even save myself. Help doesn't come soon as this vault fills to the roof. The shadow will die as quickly as you, Berger.
No. Not at... quite as quick. I'm finished, Shadow. Thanks to Kelvin's bullets.
I won't drown.
No. And perhaps you were lucky after all, Berger.
Irene, help me. Help me.
Listen to me, Henry Adams. Listen. Help is coming. But it will be too late unless you help yourself. Kelvin is filling this tomb with water. It's up to the top of the coffin you're lying on. Listen to me, Henry Adams. You must get up. Hold on to me or you will drown.
I can't. My strength is gone.
You must. You must, for Irene's sake.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I am the Shadow. I came here to save you, but I'm afraid I failed.
Shadow? A shadow?
It doesn't matter who or what I am.
Shadow, are you still there? Still alive?
So, Kelvin, the fascination of murder has drawn you back to the scene of your crime.
I just wanted to make sure of you, Shadow.
In that case, you'd better wait a few minutes longer, Kelvin.
Who is that? Who is that talking? It sounds like Kelvin. Irene, don't do it. Don't marry Kelvin.
He'll marry me. With you and Berger and the Shadow out of the way, she'll never know, Adams. She'll never know.
Kelvin, do you hear that? Do you hear that, Kelvin? It's the police. Run for your life, Kelvin, or better still, fight them off. They're cheating you out of your triumph of death.
They're going to drown like rats. The police won't get me. They won't get you out of there in time. You'll drown! Drown like rats, you will!
Get that man! Stop him! Stop you or I'll shoot! Let him have it!
You win, Shadow.
I got him!
Okay, come on!
Come on, men! Get the door of that vault open and see what's going on here.
Here are the keys I got from the watchman at the cemetery gate, Commissioner.
All right, get that door open.
Right!
Commissioner! There's water spurting out around the sides and bottom of the door.
Good heavens. The vault's been flooded.
Commissioner, there's a 3 flushing hose attached to the hydrant that's pouring water into that vault.
Shut it off.
Quick. Okay.
Sergeant, open that door.
Yes, sir.
Look out, Sergeant.
Good heavens. The vault must have been filled with a roof.
Quick. Throw your flashlight on the floor.
Yes, sir. Commissioner, there's a man lying on top of that path.
Come on, that man isn't dead. He's trying to get up. Yes. Come on, here. Give me a hand with it.
Right.
Come on. This must be Adams.
It is. Adams. Henry Adams. Commissioner Weston.
Shadow. It's the shadow again.
Yes, Commissioner, it's the shadow. You were just in time.
So I see. What's back of all this? Henry Adams committed suicide 2 weeks ago. He was buried in this vault. If this man is Adams, who's in that sealed casket?
Just one of the many unidentified men and women who find their way into the morgue, Commissioner. Foreign spies and secret agents pay big prices for passports issued in the names of those unidentified men and women.
Good heavens, Shadow.
But, Commissioner, the fake identification ring is smashed. And Berger, the leader, was killed. Commissioner, this is the end of the Society of the Living Dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, before the shadow leaves you, here's John Barclay, Blue Coal's heating expert. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Barclay.
Thank you, Ken Roberts. Good evening, friends. Tonight I have some news for all you homeowners. When you buy Blue Coal, you're entitled to the free John Barclay service. At your request, a John Barclay serviceman will be sent to inspect your heating plant. No matter what your problem may be, he can solve it for you. And his valuable advice is yours, free of charge. Thousands of families are profiting by the John Barclay Heating Service. For instance, a woman in Roxbury, Massachusetts writes, "I'm truly grateful for the valuable information given me by your John Barclay serviceman. I've learned more about saving coal and looking after my furnace this year than ever before." And friends, that's only one of the many expressions of satisfaction I receive every day. So for the very best results, I earnestly recommend that you burn Blue Coal in your heating plant and take advantage of the free John Barclay heating service. Phone your nearest Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. And here's another suggestion for you homeowners. Either write me in care of this station or send to Blue Coal, 120 Broadway, New York City, for my valuable free booklet, How to Reduce the Cost of Heating Your Home. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Barclay. And friends, write to John Barclay or Blue Coal, 120 Broadway, New York City, and get your free copy of How to Reduce the Cost of Heating Your Home. You have just heard a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine. All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay.
Next week, same time, same station, Blue Coal, America's finest anthracite, will again present another thrilling adventure of The Shadow. Be sure to listen, and be sure to burn Blue Coal, the solid fuel for solid comfort. Blue Coal presents The Shadow, the mystery man who strikes terror into the very hearts of shopsters, lawbreakers, and criminals. Today, the poison death. Today's exciting adventure with The Shadow will start in just a moment. But first, I have an unusual free offer of great interest to all listeners. John Barclay, Blue Coal's heating expert, has written a book, How to Reduce the Cost of Heating Your Home. And you can obtain a copy of this attractively illustrated 24-page book absolutely without charge. Just address Blue Coal, 120 Broadway, New York City, or write to Blue Coal in care of the station to which you are listening. Drop a postcard in the mail tonight for your free copy of How to Reduce the Cost of Heating Your Home.
Mercy Hospital.
Quick, send an ambulance to 217 Shoreview Road. My children, they're poisoned, dying. Oh, hurry. Hurry, please. Hurry.
Doctor. Doctor, what's wrong with my husband?
He's been poisoned.
Poisoned? Isn't there something you can do? Some way of saving him?
No, I'm sorry, my dear. It's too late. Your husband is dead.
What's this, Bill? Another poison case?
Yes. The calls are coming in faster than we can answer them.
Well, this one will have to go to general. The emergency ward is full, not a cot left.
The same thing in every hospital in town. They're swamped, all poison cases. And nobody knows how they're getting it or what it is.
Come in, Commissioner Weston.
Thanks. I came over as soon as I got your message, Mr. Mayor.
Sit down, Commissioner. You know why I sent for you?
Yes. And I hate to admit it, but we haven't one single clue to go on. I've had the entire police force working on this poison epidemic for 3 days, and we're right where we started.
And the first ransom note was sent to the newspapers demanding $1 million ransom, or this city of over 1 million souls will be wiped out, poisoned. I thought it was a hoax.
Mayor, it's a wild scheme of a crazed mind. It can't be anything else.
I don't agree with you. The ransom note was signed the Shadow. This same Shadow you claimed has helped you solve so many crimes. But it was never asked for reward or credit.
I don't believe the Shadow sent that note, Mayor.
No? Then look at this photostatic copy of the original typewritten threat. Listen to the way it's worded. For years, the Shadow has smashed rackets, wiped out criminal syndicates, trapped murderers without reward. And now the time has come for a settlement. The Shadow has saved the city millions. Now the city will pay the Shadow $1 million for the hospitals to be filled with the dying and the morgues will be filled with the dead.
I'm still convinced that it isn't the real Shadow who's guilty.
You say that because the Shadow has helped you so much in the past.
I resent that, Mr. Mayor.
All right, resent it. But it's up to you to get busy and find out who's responsible.
The fact remains that no clues have been found.
Well, I've got to have action.
I'm doing everything I can.
Maybe you are, but you ought to do better. Look at this report. The hospitals are filled with the dying. The morgue is filled with the dead. Hundreds of innocent people, stricken by a poison the health department can't identify. A poison for which there seems to be no antidote. What is it? How is it being fed to the people? Find out or we'll get another police commissioner. Just a minute, there's a phone. Hello?
This is Clyde Burke of the Classic, Your Honor.
What is it, Burke?
We just received another note signed by the Shadow.
What this time?
Listen to this. I can strike at random, but I can also single out any one of you for death. To prove it, I am going to poison Dan Brinkley, Commissioner of Sanitation. When you get this through the mail, Brinkley will be dead.
Lamont Cranston.
Hello, Margot.
Thank heavens you're back. Have you discovered who's poisoning all these people? Who's using your name, the name of the Shadow?
Oh, no, Margot. Every theory I've worked on has led nowhere. Well,
whoever he is, this man masquerading as the Shadow must be absolutely insane.
There's no doubt about that, Margot, but it's the insanity of a genius, not of a money-mad fool. What strange, distorted mind could devise such a terrible scheme? Margot, let me see that map of the city again.
I'll get it.
You know the one where we marked all the areas affected by this wholesale poisoning?
Yes, I know. Here you are, Lamont.
There you see. The cases are widely scattered all over the city.
Well, have you any idea how these people were poisoned? Must have been put in food or milk or something. There have been so many poisonings, it doesn't seem humanly possible it could have been administered individually.
No, they were poisoned in groups. In every house affected by the poison, no one escaped it. It wasn't poison milk. The newspapers checked on that, and it couldn't have been the food.
No, the food those people ate came from 100 different stores.
Wait a minute, Margot. You've just given me an idea. What's the one thing that all these people must have had at some time or another on the day they were poisoned?
What do you mean, Lamont?
Margot, I think I've got it. Water. Yes, water, that's it.
How could that be?
I don't know, Margot, but that's the answer. I'm sure of it. That explains the grouping of the poison cases.
But how?
It could have been done at the water meter introduced into the main pipe in the basement somewhere.
So many different places without somebody noticing?
Yes, well, Margot, who could tamper with the water pipes in the basements of any building in the city and not arouse suspicion?
Why only someone from the water company. The man who reads the meter.
Exactly, or someone posing as a representative of the water company. What's that? Margot, come on, let's open the window. Something else has happened.
Oh, Lamont, it's like a nightmare.
Close the window, Margot.
Lamont, why do you suppose Commissioner Brinkley was singled out?
Margot, distorted mind, especially that of a brilliant man, will very often move along a straight line from cause to effect. This case follows a line so simple and so straight that the police do not even suspect who he is, Margot. But in killing Brinkley, he deviated from his original purpose long enough to settle a grudge. This is that one mistake the greatest of criminals make.
You mean it's somebody whom Commissioner Brinkley wronged?
Yes. But Brinkley may never have wronged anybody. A man with a warped mind like this, an imagined wrong, can inspire revenge just the same.
Maybe it's someone who worked under Brinkley, someone in the Department of Sanitation.
Margot, the pieces of this crazy puzzle are beginning to fit together. Where's yesterday's paper, the one with a photostatic copy of the ransom note sent by the man masquerading under the name of the Shadow?
Oh, here it is, Lamont. I kept it along with all the other clippings.
Oh, let me see. For years, the Shadow has smashed brackets, wiped out criminal syndicates, trapped murderers without reward. Margot, look at this. The letter E, it appears six, seven, eight times, and every time it appears out of line. And look.
Yes.
Look here, the letter A is blurred. Margot, it's like ABC, the obvious clue. We could only find that typewriter.
Lamont, out of all the typewriters in the city, it would be like looking for a needle in a haystack. Don't you suppose the police have considered that angle, tried to find that machine?
Well, perhaps they have, but without first logically working out the problem as to the one place where that machine might be, they're wasting their time. The one place is the Department of Sanitation. It's so logical as to be incredible. Come on, Margot, get your hat and coat. We've got work to do, and there's no time to lose.
But, Lamont, you're not going to the Department of Sanitation at this hour of the night.
Why not?
Well, suppose you were caught.
Don't worry, Margot. The real Shadow won't be caught. I need your help if we're going to try out all the typewriters in those offices. It's a job for Lamont Cranston and his assistant, Margot Lane.
But if we're caught, how long a sentence can they give us for breaking into a public building?
It's worth risking, and far better than sitting here building up theories and knocking them down again while this mad masquerader carries out his monstrous schemes of wholesale murder. Come on, Margot, let's go. This isn't the machine.
Well, it's the last one in here.
Well, let's try the next office.
Be careful of that flashlight, Lamont.
Yeah.
Must be a watchman here in the building somewhere.
He's down in the basement sweeping. I made sure of that before I signaled you to come in.
Oh, it looks like another exploded theory, Lamont. We've tried dozens of machines, and none of them have the characteristics of the letters in those ransom notes.
We're not going to stop until we've tried them all, Margot.
There's a door there leading to the back part of this floor, Lamont.
Yes, it says, Private Office of Chief Chemist... A.D. Gerber. Let's look in there.
Yes, there's the machine.
It's the only one in here. Try it, Margot. Here's some paper.
Thanks. I'll be glad to get out of this place.
Type the same words, Margot. That's it. For years, the Shadow has smashed rackets, wiped...
Lamont, the ear dropped.
Wiped out criminal syndicates. Margot, the A blurred. Go on, finish it. Trapped murderers without reward. Now the time has come for settlement.
This is the machine that typed the warning notes to the papers.
The office of the city's chief chemist. In Gerber's office.
It might not have been Gerber. Other people could get to this machine and use it.
Margot, everything's beginning to fit together. Who would know more about poisons than a chemist? You know, I felt all along.
What was that?
Someone in the next room.
Turn your light over on that door, Lamont. There's lettering on it.
Laboratory. Keep out.
Who would be in a laboratory at this time of night?
Margot, I don't know. But I'm going to find out.
It may be the man we're looking for, Lamont.
Margot, I think it'll be best if you get out of here. Go back to the car. Wait for me.
Oh, please, Lamont, let me stay here till you come out. I might be able to help you if it's that crazy maniac.
No, Margot, no. Go out to the car and wait for me. Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane will be
again. The time has come for me to be the shadow. The real shadow must open that door.
The second part of the Shadow's adventure will continue in just a moment. In the meantime, let's talk about how to save money. You will begin saving money when you use blue coal. Blue coal is Pennsylvania anthracite. It is an American product mined by the Glen Alden Coal Company. Unlike many other fuels, blue coal is especially prepared for use in American homes whose heating plants were designed to use anthracite. And to be sure of getting the best anthracite, order blue coal. Its blue color identifies it at a glance. Blue coal is a long-burning fuel that sends a steady, continuous flow of uniform heat into the living quarters of the home. There is no waste because blue coal burns completely to a fine, powdery ash, and it is such a clean fuel to use. These are just a few of the reasons why sales of blue coal in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania this winter are 22% greater than last winter. Stroudsburg families have been using blue coal in increasing quantities. These are the families that not only enjoy more comfortable homes, but now save money on fuel bills as well. So I urge all families who have not yet tried blue coal to order a trial ton tomorrow. Find out for yourself how much better this specially prepared home fuel is than any other solid fuel. Order blue coal by name in any one of four popular sizes: egg, stove, chestnut, or pea. The name of your nearest blue coal dealer can be found in the Where to Buy It section of your classified telephone directory under the name Blue Coal.
Nerves. Nerves. Why should I be nervous? No one knows. I'm here all alone. Who would suspect me, Gerber, the city chemist? I'll never tell them. They'll never know that Brinkley is dead. They'll make me commissioner of sanitation. I should have had the job when they gave it to him. I guess he knows it now. Gerber, bring me that report. Gerber, why didn't you do this? Gerber, why didn't you do that? Treating me like dirt. All that's over now, though. Over and done with. How did that door get open? Must have forgotten to close it. Must be getting absent-minded. Yeah. Got to be more careful. Someone might come in. Might ask me what I'm doing. What I'm making.
What are you making, Gerber?
What was that? Who said that? Who laughed?
The shadow spoke. The shadow laughed, Gerber.
Shadow?
Yes, Gerber. I am the Shadow. You know my name. You've been using it as a cloak to cover your excursions into the realm of murder.
Oh, you can make yourself invisible, Shadow. Or are you hiding?
I happen to be master of the ancient art of hypnotism, by which I can blind your eyes to my presence.
But you are really here in this room. Physically, I mean.
Yes, I opened that door. I walked into this room. I am here. Quite near you, Gerber.
How did you find me?
By a process of elimination. Because you made one mistake in your admirable train of logic.
A mistake?
Yes. When you murdered Brinkley, the Commissioner of Sanitation, I knew it must be someone who had a grievance against him, real or imaginary.
Real or imaginary. Oh, I see. You think I am insane, Shadow?
The sanity of a brilliant mind is not measured by ordinary standards, Gerber.
Yes, that's it. My co-workers know I'm brilliant. They don't think I'm eccentric because when anybody's around, I'm on my guard.
What were you doing when I came in, Gerber?
Filling this bottle.
What is in that bottle, Gerber? What is that crimson-colored fluid?
That is the poison, Shadow. I'm supposed to be analyzing the blood taken from my first batch of poison victims, but instead I've been making more poison. You see? It's all ready now. Would you like some, Shadow? I'll be glad to give it to you.
What are you going to do with that bottle of poison, Gerber? Or are you afraid to tell me?
No, I'm not afraid. You can't stop me. The devil himself couldn't stop me.
Listen, I'm going to drive to one of our fashionable suburbs where all the important people of the city live. There's a high steel water tower there. I'm going to climb that tower and pour this little bottle of poison through the trap door at the top. It will be diluted in the water, carried into the homes of all those prominent people. And by tomorrow night, they will all be dead.
It is fortunate I found you in time.
Time for what, Shadow?
In time to stop you.
Who can't stop me, Shadow?
You're not going to leave this laboratory with that bottle of poison, Gerber.
Yes, I am. And I'm going this minute, Shadow.
You see this test tube?
Yes.
It's filled with acid. Acid that will burn you beyond recognition.
You forget you can't see me.
Yeah, but the only way you can stop me is by physical means, with your body that seems to be not even a shadow. And to do that, you must drop your cloak of invisibility.
How do I know that isn't a blind to make myself become visible to you?
No, it isn't a blind, Shadow. See, I pour a little on the floor. You see? Think what that would do to human flesh. And you say you are human.
Yes. Yes, I am human.
Then I dare you to stop me. At the first touch of your hands, I'll throw it at you.
It is better that one man be injured than you should kill another entire community. I'm willing to take that chance.
All right. We'll see if you're as brave as you sound, Shadow.
Stop where you are.
No! I'm leaving, unless you stop me physically.
Then I have no alternative but to fight you, man to man.
So, you are human. All right. Take this. I warned you, Shadow. You will be burned beyond recognition. That acid will eat into you to the very bone. Goodbye, Shadow. At last you've met someone who is your match. Now there's no one to stop me putting the poison in that water tower.
Margot!
Yes, Lamont?
Did you see a tall, powerfully built man come out of the sanitation building just now?
Yes, Lamont. He got in a car. There he goes, going down the street. You can still see the tail.
Follow me, Margot, and in heaven's name, don't lose him. That's the man, Gerber.
He won't get away.
Margot, it's the first aid kit. It's in the car.
Yes, it's in the side pocket. Oh, Lamont, your clothes, they're smoking.
Yes.
And your hands bleeding. Oh, Lamont, my dear, what happened?
Acid, Margot, acid. He was getting away with a bottle of poison. I tried to stop him, and he threw the acid.
Oh, Lamont, your face. Let me look at your face.
I didn't get any on my face.
Oh.
I threw up my arm in time. It's all right. I'll bandage my hands as best I can. Keep your eyes on that car, Margot.
Yes.
Far more important. Don't lose him. He's heading for the suburbs. This time, Gerber really means business. Margot, we set to poison the whole community. He's going to dump a bottle of that deadly stuff in a water tower.
Oh, Lamont. Oh, you're in terrible pain. I can see it. Let me take care of you. Let me stop at a phone booth and call Commissioner Weston. Let me send out a general alarm and pick this man
up.
No,
Margot, we have a job to do. We lose Gerber. If we stop him, the police wouldn't be any good. We'll find out where he's going, and then we can call the police.
All right, Lamont. You know best. I'll try not to lose him. Get to a doctor as quickly as possible. Infection might set in.
I will as soon as... Margot, look.
Yes?
I think Gerber is nearing his destination. He's taking that road up the hill. If I remember correctly, the water tower's at the top.
Lamont, how will you stop him now, you with your bleeding hands? He's a powerful man, crazy with the strength of a maniac.
I've got to do what I can to delay him. Keep him from putting that poison in the tower until you can get the police.
The police? Lamont, how is he going to get the poison in the tank?
He said there was a trap door on top of the tower. A door they used when they cleaned the tank.
Oh, Lamont, that means you may have to climb that tower. Now, you can't, not with your hands in that condition. It's snowing. There'll be ice on the rungs of the ladder, and in this wind, you're liable to slip and fall.
I've got the chances. Stop, Margot, stop. At the water tower.
There's the car. Lamont, look, it's Gerber.
Yes.
He's starting to climb the tower already.
Margot,
Go now, get the police. Hurry. Tell them to get someone to shut off the water in this tower in case I fail. Hurry, Margo, hurry. I'm going up there after him.
All right, Lamont, I'll get him. Who is that?
The man you thought you'd left in your laboratory. Burnt and blind with acid. The shadow.
Yes? Well, I thought I had you. But all right, keep on following me. You're a long way behind me by the sound of your voice.
Yes. Yes, but you have to stop when you get to the top. And I shall catch up with you.
Yes. Why, by that time, I shall have poisoned the water.
You forget the trap door to the tank may be locked.
It will be rusty and easy to break.
But it will take time, and I shall be gaining on you. You need to hurry, Kerber. That's too bad you missed my face with that acid, isn't it, Kerber?
Yeah, but some of it went on you. I heard it sizzling into your flesh.
On my hands, that's all. Don't you want to see them?
Then you must be suffering holding onto the ice-covered ladder.
Not as much as you'll suffer once I reach you.
All right, hurry, Shadow. I'm on the top already. Now, you were right, Shadow. The trap door is locked. But that won't stop me. I'm going to blow it open with my revolver. The lock is broken, Shadow. You'd better hurry up.
I'm not far below you now, Gerber.
Now I'm opening the trap door, Shadow.
Yes, yes. I hear it, Gerber, but you'll never put the poison in the water.
I have the bottle in my hand. I'm pulling out the stopper.
And I'm here to knock it out of your hand.
Yes! You broke it! You spilled the poison! You spoiled my revenge! You spoiled it! But you'll pay for it. You're leaving blood marks on the snow with your hands. You can't get off the top of this tower. You can't get past me to the ladder. I don't need to see you to find you. The blood marks will show me where you are.
Come and get me, Gerber. I'm waiting for you here on top of the tank.
I know you are. And you can't go any further, or you'll slip and fall to the ground hundreds of feet below.
Don't be so sure, Gerber.
There. I touched you, Shadow. Oh, you squirm very cleverly. But I've got you. I've got hold of you. You won't get away from me, Shadow.
And you won't get away from the police. Hear them coming?
You warned the police?
Yes.
But before they get here, I'm going to throw you off the tower, Shadow.
You might fall off yourself if you try to do that.
If I do, I'll pull you off with me. Get on!
And Commissioner Weston, he's come to take you himself, Gerber. You should feel honored.
He'll never get me. He'll never take me alive.
There he is, Commissioner. Hang on the edge. He's going to be struggling with somebody. Hang on,
fight on him. You're caught, Gerber. You're trapped. You're trapped. There's no escape, Gerber.
Listen to me, Commissioner Weston. You'll never get me. Never. I did it. I killed all those people. I made you think it was the Shadow.
Get back, Commissioner. He's trying to jump.
You'll be killed, Gerber.
I'm not afraid. Because you're coming with me, Shadow. Come on, Shadow. Come with me. Come with me.
He did it. He jumped.
Throw your light over there to the foot of the tower. See who it is. That's our man, the poisoner. There's the body.
Then he must be dead as a doornail.
Yes. No man could fall that distance and live. Turn him over. Let's see his face.
He's dead, all right. Neck's broken.
Wife's Gerber. Gerber. The chief chemist of the sanitation department. Who would ever have thought a man in his position?
He was struggling with someone up there on the top of the tower. Where's the other man?
Look around the base of the tower. See if you can find another body. Look in the bushes.
I suppose we could have missed him, but I don't see
him. I can't see a thing in these snow flurries. Swing the searchlight around. Anything over there, Sergeant?
No. No sign.
Nope.
I don't see anybody here, Sergeant.
Nobody over here, Sergeant.
Nothing over on this side.
Listen. Shadow.
Yes, Commissioner Weston. The Shadow. I am walking down. And, Commissioner, don't bother to search anymore. I am the man Gerber was struggling with up on the tower.
So,
You trapped Gerber.
Yes, Commissioner. I trapped him. Gerber's your man. The man who tried to poison the people of this city into paying him $500,000.
Well, he won't poison any more by the looks of him.
And now, would you do something for me, Commissioner?
By all means.
If you don't mind, Commissioner, I'd like to publicly take the credit for solving this mystery. Gerber committed his crimes in the name of the Shadow. And I rather think the real Shadow deserves to be vindicated. Don't you?
I've just heard a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine. All the characters and all the places named are fictitious, and the similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, Blue Coal, America's finest anthracite, will again present another thrilling adventure of The Shadow. Be sure to listen, and be sure to burn Blue Coal, the solid fuel for solid comfort.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing.